Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Phil Truman, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is On Bearing Yokes, How to Grandparent Teenagers. I just read a piece by Tim Maudlin that set me on a path of corollary thought. You can read his excellent piece on Medium.com about those milestones we celebrate and miss. Tim said this, "Life is fleeting. Savor every moment and celebrate every milestone with your children. And if you have a child who insists on adding unnecessary burdens to their life, support them when you can, but trust the proverb that it is good for them to bear the yoke while they are young." That got me to thinking, we can apply the same to our grandchildren, because it's a whole different ball game when you're a grandparent. The GP title comes with a lot of benefits. Foremost is that you can indulge your grands where you couldn't or shouldn't your own children. Parenting is the toughest thing I've ever taken on in my life, which includes a stint in a wartime military and a 40-year grind in corporate America. It just ain't easy because kids are like snowflakes. By that, I don't mean they're the entitled fragilites who swarm our college campuses looking for safe spaces and majoring in French literature or film appreciation. That's a whole other piece on how they got there in the first place. Rather, I mean no two of them are alike. Every kid is made of fractal lace, like a snowflake. That's why no user manual in parenting is relevant, because while experts can generalize, the countless round pegs just don't fit the myriad square holes. Fractal, an irregular geometric structure that cannot be described by classical geometry because magnification of the structure reveals repeated patterns of similarly irregular but progressively smaller dimensions. Fractals are especially apparent in natural forms, teenagers, and the phenomena because the geometric properties of the physical world are largely abstract, as with clouds, crystals, tree bark, or the path of lightning, or children. Dictionary.com, me. The other grandparenting benefit I was getting at, somewhere above, is that as a GP we get some do-overs, mulligans. That is, second chances to make up for the bollocksing we did as a young parent. I don't know about you, but I have regrets over some parenting decisions I made, especially with my teenagers. There's no perfect way to parent a teenager. As far as I can tell, you just feed them and hope for the best on down the road. On the day your child enters his or her teens, they discover their free will and start to execute it, which usually runs parallel with poor judgment. Not that adults can't exercise poor judgment, it's just that as you age, you realize you don't know everything, unlike teens. The older you get, the more you find out you don't know what you don't know. It's an amazing thing to behold, but suddenly at age 13, those humans know everything, which reaches its peak at about 16, then slowly decreases with each passing year until about age 60, where it picks back up. It's a curious phenomenon unique to humans. I don't think whales or dolphins experience it. Monkeys, perhaps. I don't know. You'd have to take that up with Charles Darwin. There are exceptions, of course, like media political commentators and the governor of New York. Oh, and Dr. Fauci. But they all have very big brains. take my 16-year-old grandson. Please. The best thing about being the grandparent of a teenager is, generally, you don't have to live with them. However, some do. God bless them. Fortunately, this one has slightly crazy parents, raised by slightly crazy parents, what goes around. Who can house and feed him, so he only shows up sporadically at my house, usually when his food supply at home runs low. Not spending 24/7 with a teenager gives you distance parenting and sanity. By that, I mean when they piss you off and you want to fly into a rage and chew their heads off, distance parenting gives you time to pause and reflect before you fly into a rage and chew their heads off. You can deliver more reason and coherence in your chewing words, unlike an in-house parent. And you're spared the disciplining issues for infractions as a GP. Nowadays, that mainly consists of taking their cell phone or other electronics away for a few days. In my day, my misdoings got me sentenced to the hall closet for a week with only bread and water. It was a different time, I tell ya. Last summer, when this grand boy I mentioned was 15 and a half, it fell on me to give him driving lessons. Actually, I volunteered. I volunteered because, knowing how the boy and his mother get along, I feared the two of them would get into a shouting match, run off the road, and hit a tree, or a cow, or a farmer. Starting out, we used country roads. I did okay with the lessons as a wise, kind-hearted old gramp. No heart attacks or strokes, despite ample opportunities, and I doubled up on my blood pressure meds, just in case. One instance, I told him, it's okay to turn right on red. So, he cruises up to a red light and swings right in front of an onrushing beer truck. Then he gets mad at me for screaming at him. Totally my fault. I didn't mention that he should stop and look first. That's just one example that makes distance grandparenting so attractive. I could go on, but you get the picture, and you're probably getting bored reading this. I'll cover 21st century attention spans in another essay. In closing, I just like to say Tim is right. Life is fleeting. In my case, most of it has way fled. I also agree that we should savor every moment with our children and grandchildren, even driving lessons. Nor can I argue with the proverb mentioned because, well, for one, it's a proverb with a capital P, which means God wrote it. And who am I to argue with God? I would suggest, though, that you should take out insurance on that yoke, especially if the young bearing it is a teenager. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.